the surge of violence that, that has occurred last year and continues to occur this year. You know, I think it is starting to weigh on people. What can I do? What can, you know, groups do, to try to take a bite out of crime? Harry Dunn is a third generation law enforcement officer, specializes in homicide. If his name sounds familiar, that's because Harry Dunn 2 and Harry Dunn 1. Served the people of this community as a member of law enforcement and has a great positive name in the community. Harry Dunn III is continuing that not only in a very difficult job because he wishes we didn't have a surge and there was only like one homicide a year so they could spend the rest of the year dealing with all other kind of stuff. But Harry has kind of taken it upon himself and starting to work with others trying to figure out is there something that can be done to change the surge of violence here in Indianapolis. And he's come up with something he's trying to, you know, put in place for next year. He calls it Him by Her, which is helping improve mankind by healing every race. Harry Dunn III joins me live. Harry, welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
What motivated you to do this? Is it what you see every day?
I think that's probably the best way to explain what motivates me. In my everyday life, I see and have experience. I'm one of the individuals that's come from this community that grew up seeing some of the things that we are addressing today when we're talking about crime and we're talking about poverty, we're talking about minorities, and we're talking about the community as whole. Mm-hmm. I have birthed in me, as I would say, an opportunity to give back and try to find different ways to address crime, or different ways to holistically heal the community. And that's how we came up with the Him by Her Foundation. The title, we wanted to make sure it was all inclusive, mm-hmm. helping improve mankind by healing every race. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I would have to say motivated me the most was the seeing the age groups in the job that I do every day. I call it a live active theater. Right. And I'm trying to inform individuals about the age groups that we're dealing with. If we don't start addressing it now, it very well may come into a theater near you. Mm-hmm. And so we're asking for the community to help us and to get involved. We've formed a board. We have a very strong board so far. We're still forming new members. But we want to really today address what Him by Her is really all about.
What is it? What is the vision?
Well, the vision is to help individuals. And these are, I don't want to necessarily say target mm-hmm. at-risk youth. Right. But there is a target towards directly individuals that are challenged in certain areas with poor decision making. Mm-hmm. Just because you make a bad decision doesn't make you a bad person. Mm-hmm. And the at-risk youth, we created this dynamic program.
Right.
This dynamic program, as the city's familiar with, has been called the Enterprise City. It's been called the Exchange City. It is a curriculum that we teach that teaches language arts, social studies. Civics learning is a small miniature city that we'll build. Mm-hmm. Now, we formed it to be an after-school program, okay? And we engage these kids. They will be able to play the role of the entrepreneur, the role of the judge, the role of the police officer. And we actually build a studio like this inside the miniature city as well, trying to teach individuals maybe you might not want to be the rapper, but maybe you should think about owning the studio. Maybe instead of
so you're taking the junior achievement model. They call it Exchange City, where you set up a city and you have the grocery store and the candy store and this kind of store, and you try to duplicate for young people what a business environment would be. It sounds like you want to duplicate what a city environment would be, and somebody's the judge, somebody's the good guy. Am I reading that right?
That is very, very, very correct. And, mm-hmm. and it has been restructured again to being an after-school program.
Right.
And so we teach resume building. We teach you how to actually go into an interview, mm-hmm. how to react, and we actually do the role playing and okay. actually physically engage them into the project.
Made any decision, because sometimes when somebody starts a program involving youth, it's been my experience. There's two types of models. One that wants to hit as many ages as possible. The other model is hit one small age group and then grow from there. Have you decided on the model?
Yes, we have, actually. Okay. We're able to take middle school age kids as well all the way through 12th grade. We are able to handle, as of right now, the program is fixed to address approximately 15 to 25,000 kids a year.
Mm-hmm.
This same program that you were just mentioning that has already been in place here in the city has already catered to 125,000 kids.
That's the Exchange
kids.
City up on 73rd and Keystone.
That is correct.
Uh-huh.
And so they now have reformed the name of that, and they've restructured how they go about their program. And so we've now made it an after-school program and targeted towards the at-risk youth. I believe that we have to help a kid create a vision
mm-hmm.
of what they can aspire to become, who they aspire to be. And sometimes you can teach an individual to be a sports player, but can you teach them to own the stadium?
Right.
Right? And so can you, again, not be the rapper, but maybe own the studio? And so that's something that we're gearing towards.
The challenge for new nonprofits is you're a new nonprofit. So funders look at you and say, well, you're a new nonprofit. Come back and see us when you've proven yourself after 5 years. And the problem is, in order to prove yourself, somebody's got to give you some funding so you can go out here and see whether the idea works. Is that the other challenge him by her faces?
Absolutely. One benefit that we have is we already have a location,
mm-hmm.
Which is off of 30th and Force Manor. It used to be the old Force Manor High School.
Okay.
We're calling it the Him by Her Skills Development Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in the heart of 46218. We are actually having an event there next month. We're still trying to narrow down the exact date, but it'll be open up to the community.
Right.
And we'll have, we hope to have you there as well. We're asking for the community to come by and make what comments that they have, see if they're in support of the program. And one of the things that helps is being innovative and creative. And so we believe you can address the teens how you may, but you still have to address their home environment. So another part of the program is our vocational training program. Right. Where we also assist in addressing skill sets and skill training, vocational skills for the adults at home. And we're asking for support from the Juvenile Detention Center
right.
and the probation office to send us individuals that are on probation, been through the Juvenile Detention Center. We're also asking for the adult courts to send us individuals to help them develop different skills as far as plumbing, HVAC certified, electricians, bricklaying, lawn care, barbering and cosmetology, and teaching these skills. And we believe it'll help individuals no longer have to ask or state, we're not getting hired, no one will hire us.
Right.
But can you employ yourself, get yourself motivated, empower yourself using these skill sets?
239-1310 is afternoon's name. We're with Harry Dunn III. The name of the program is Him by Her, Helping Improve Mankind by Healing Every Race. To the phones and Darren. Hi there.
How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm fine. I wanted to call in say that Him by Her, I think this program sounds very good and is going to address the problem that we have with our youth today as far as the violence and the social stigmas that they may have that are brought on by our justice system. And I think this reform is going to be instrumental in changing that stigma. So I just had that comment to make, because I think Harry Dunn, I hear his name buzzing around here a lot because he is doing a lot in the community. So I just want to say this program is going to be it.
All right. Appreciate that. Thank you. Let me go to Anonymous at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. First of all, I would like to know if your guests would take my name and number offline, and because I need to really talk to him about something, I can show him firsthand what is going on with some of our youth, and as far as in the justice system, and show you exactly how they're being railroaded into felonies and everything. And you can see it for yourself.
All right, Harry Dunn.
Well, he's willing to do that. I really need to.
Well, I say thank you very much, and I say absolutely. And you can also go to himbyherfoundation.com, and you can email me directly. And my phone number is on that website as well. Okay, you can call me directly. And that's himbyherfoundation.com. People are able to go to that website and also donate to help get behind this program, because this is going to be a way where the community is for the community. This is a program that's for and by the community. So I'm more than welcome being able to speak with you.
You have access to the internet caller?
Yes.
Yeah, just go and go ahead.
Okay, but I want to make sure I talk to you because I need to explain something to you so you can actually see from the parents' point of view, because I think a lot of times you see it from the courts or you see it from different angles, but to actually see it firsthand what some of our kids are going through, you would be amazed. And this is an incident that you would not be, you would be totally shocked.
All right, so it is Him by Her Foundation, all one big long word, .com.
Okay.
Okay?
And your name is Harry Dunn.
Harry Dunn the Third.
Okay, all right.
My phone number is on my phone number is on the site. Please do.
I will.
Thank you. All righty. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's afternoon's Amos. Let me go to another anonymous. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, Amos?
Fine, sir.
Hey, I don't know if this is too much related, but I just want to talk to someone about this. Okay, I worked for this company for like 9 months, and, you know, my work ethic speaks for higher up management love me and everything, and well, they was getting ready to hire me. And, you know, I went through the process of hiring until I got to the background part. Now, I committed a felony back in 2007. It was a higher-up class. It was drug-related. But the position that I worked for was nothing about drugs or nothing like that. So when my background came, they terminated me. They terminated the temporary position that I was working for, and they terminated to hire me on the 10th of this month. They terminate that position. Now, what do I do about that, or what is there to do?
Well, hold on. Let me ask a couple questions. When you were hired by the temp firm,
yes.
did the temp firm ask whether you had ever been convicted of a felony?
Yes, sir. And it's on the temporary application.
And did you answer truthfully?
Yes, sir.
So the temp firm hired you based upon the fact that you had a felony, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The company that you're working for where you were trying to get a job.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what that company's policy is on hiring ex-felons?
Yes, sir.
Now, wait a minute. I'm asking a specific question. Does the company have a written policy against hiring ex-felons?
No, sir. It wasn't on no application.
Not necessarily the applications. Did the application even ask the question whether you were convicted of a felony?
Well, not the application.
Okay. All right. Did you ever see a copy of the employee handbook?
Not at hand.
All right. Do you know somebody at that company that you worked with that could get you a copy of the handbook?
Possibly.
Because here's the deal. If the company has a written policy that says they do not hire ex-felons or persons convicted of a drug offense, then you don't have a leg to stand on. They would be within their rights. If the company does not have a written policy, or their policy is it's handled on a case-by-case basis,
yes,
then you might have a situation to raise a complaint with the Civil Rights Commission. In other words, a company can determine what kind of standards they want to use for hiring, but it needs to be very clear and upfront and in writing.
Okay.
Okay, and Detective Dudd wanted to add something. Detective?
I think this is a great example of what I mean about empowering yourself. I think one of the great things I would like for you to think about is what you would like to do as an entrepreneur. One thing that we have a benefit as entrepreneurs, and I'll tell you directly, if someone comes to your house to do lawn care, do you ask them for the criminal background? Do you do a criminal background check on them? How about your plumber? How about your electrician? Most of the time, we're looking for an individual whose work ethic is there, whose professionalism is there, and who makes the appropriate approach and who can get the job done. So I would also ask for you to pray and search for yourself to see if there's something that you would like to do as an entrepreneur that you can engage yourself in and get over that hurdle or that shadow of that criminal history that's been following you.
The other thing is, what kind of work were you doing?
I was doing customer service, telephone, gathering information, and I've been actually doing that.
Wait, wait, wait. Oh, so you, oh, Lord. you got busted because you was going to be a CSR, a customer service person on the telephone.
Yes, sir.
And you worked how long?
I worked for them like 9 months before they even knew it.
And you had a good record, work record?
Yes, sir.
Did you have a good work record with the temp service?
Yes, sir.
Given how many jobs are open for telephone folk, I would also say keep applying for jobs that are open. Go to monster.com, go to careerbuilder.com, look at those openings that are there. You've got some experience because if all, now some of those places might be a place that hires you and they want drug screening.
Yes.
And you might have to do a drop.
Yes.
Okay. But on the other side of the coin, if you clean and sober and you straight, and it sounds like if you were busted in 07 and here it is 14, you're out, you've done everything you're supposed to do, did all your probation. So it couldn't have been that serious an offense if you're already out.
Yes.
And you've had no other trouble, correct?
No, sorry. None. I've been here and
I would say don't get mad, get even by getting another gig. Because the telephone operator type, they yeah. Folks be looking for them. I am serious on that one. Okay.
Yeah, they. You know, Amos. I mean, I ain't gonna complain. You know, that's one thing. But it's just that I want to find some kind of way to battle that policy. Because if you're not gonna give me a job, what am I gonna do?
How long since you've been out?
I've been out since 2010.
You may need to talk to the neighborhood Christian Legal Clinic because you may be eligible under the expungement law.
Okay.
You may have been out long. If you've been out since 10, and that includes your probation, when was your probation over?
2010.
You may be within the space for the expungement law. Okay.
Okay.
That's the neighborhood Christian Legal Clinic, 429-4131.
4131.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
They work with folk like you.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll take a break. I appreciate it, my brother. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's Afternoon's Name. We're talking with Harry Dunn III. He's got a new program. It's called Him by Her. But actually, the Him by Her Foundation is where you can get more information. Himbyherfoundation.com. We'll be back with our remaining moments with him at the top of the hour. The Democratic ticket for 2014 statewide, the candidates for Secretary of State, Auditor, and Treasurer live. It's Afternoons with Amos after these.
With Harry Dunn III, he's with the Him by Her Foundation, a new organization that'll come online. They got their target date of next year, working with middle school young people, trying to keep them on the straight and narrow. You mentioned Harry Dunn aboard. Who's some of the board members?
Currently, we have Bill Crawford. Okay. Treasurer Bill Crawford. We also have William Duke Oliver. Mm-hmm. We have former Deputy Chief Bill Benjamin with IMPD, formerly with IMPD, currently with the Sheriff's Department, ranked officer, deputy on the Sheriff's Department. We also have former Assistant Chief Daryl Pierce,
mm-hmm.
and obviously myself, and we're Greg Gatson as well, and we are growing. Because we want to make sure we also have a very diverse board, so we are also adding more members at this time.
Let me go to Lydia, 239-1310. Hi there.
How do you become a board member or a volunteer to help the program?
That's a great question, Lydia.
Well, thank you very much, Lydia. Again, I ask if you can go to himbyherfoundation.com. You can email us directly. You can ask that directly. Send us any information that you have on yourself. And we'll be able to reply back to you. And I'm more than happy and willing to respond immediately once you send us that information.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Let me go to Dave at 239-1310. Hi there.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Amos.
Good afternoon.
You know what day it is?
Yes, it's the first Thursday of the month. It's the first Thursday of the month.
NAACP meeting.
Okay.
6:30 p.m. Junior Carson Center.
All right, there'll be folks will be there.
All righty, now another announcement, Amos.
Yeah.
Sickle Cell Walk and Run will be held. We'll have that June the 28th.
Okay, was that the fourth Saturday?
I believe so.
Okay.
And I hope to see you there.
All righty, I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's Afternoon's Amos. We're with Harry Dunn III. Let me ask, you know, very just a quick question about the day job, about the men and women that are on the homicide detail at IMPD. Does a surge like what we're going through, how does that weigh on you all?
I have to say, and I'll make sure that I do my best not to incorporate us all into the same train of thought, but I know that I work with some of the most dedicated, hard-fighting individuals I think I have ever met. Mm-hmm. We work day and night. We work tirelessly to fight back. Our solvency rate is really high.
Yeah, it was like in the 70s. I got some information from the department, like in the 70% range, which is considered great for a major city.
For major cities across the country, absolutely. And I think it's actually a little bit, it's almost 80%.
Hmm.
And so you can't ignore the fight that you have coming out of the IMPD homicide office. You just absolutely cannot ignore it.
Is it, you know, popular culture television, particularly, you know, the crime shows, and that's what influences how people look at your business, your day job. But it always has those, the heroic homicide detectives. They always take every case personally. We're going to go and solve this. Granted, it's in 46 minutes. It's in that hour, but we're going to solve it. Does that same spirit exist in the real world?
I have to say, believe it or not, it does. Of course, it doesn't happen within, one-hour sitcom-style program, although we hear that all the time. Mm-hmm. This is definitely not the first 48, but you will definitely have detectives that are working more than 48 hours. Sometimes they go without sleep within 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Tired. I see it daily. I do it myself daily. And this is fighting for the families, and a lot of times it's very difficult to express that to the families,
mm-hmm.
that we also have a family of our own. We have time of our own, and we need time off, but we don't put that out there. We really, really do our best to show that we are in the fight for the families. And sometimes it's really difficult when you don't have individuals that are cooperating with you as well.
Dwayne will be our last caller with Harry Dunn III with the Him by Her Foundation. Hi, Dwayne.
How you doing, Amos? How you doing?
Fine.
I'm calling to be, I'm a local supporter and a very good friend of Harry Dunn and Him by Her Foundation. And I feel that this foundation that he's raising right now will be good for this community. And I just want to stand by him and let everybody else know out here that we see a lot of troubled people and young people out here today. And I feel that this foundation will be good for them. So if there's any supporters that are out there, I feel that you guys should take a stand and put towards this foundation and see that it has legs and arms and grows. So I just want to say thank you, Harry Dunn, for your support and for your concern in the city. You know, that's all I want to say, Amos.
All right, appreciate that. If you want more information, just go online to the Him by Her Foundation. All one word, HIMBYHER Foundation.com. And you can find out about the program, what it's all about, how to donate to it, and how to get in touch and touch bases with Harry Dunn III. Good to see you. Good luck to you.
Well, thank you very much. Donate, donate, donate.
Yeah, because it takes all donations to raise a village. Thank you very, very much. When we come back, the Democratic ticket that is going to lead to maybe some upset victories in November. The Democratic candidates for Secretary of State, State Auditor, and State Treasurer. They're coming up next exclusively. It's After News with Amos, After These.